This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Nearly 1,000 Marines returned this week to their base at Camp Pendleton, California, after 5 months in Iraq. Their unit encountered heavy fighting in the Battle for Fallujah in April. Now these Marines are trying to adjust to life with their families, and they're not finding the transition easy. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler spent a month in Fallujah with these Marines, and he talked to some of them again this week.
On Sunday, the parking lot at Camp Pendleton was filled with family members rushing to greet busloads of Marines. Anxious wives and girlfriends grabbed tired men dressed in high-top desert boots and floppy camouflage hats. A few days later, Sergeant Christian Driotes, known as Sergeant D, talked about Iraq. He's a platoon leader who just finished his second tour in less than 18 months. This time, he led a 24-man security detail that protected the battalion's commanding officer. He recalls a nasty ambush and how some local children warned his crew ahead of time.
Shops were starting to close down, and the biggest tip-off was the kids would come around letting us know, and their word for the bad guys was Alibaba. They'd tell us Alibaba, Alibaba, and they'd point in a certain direction. So that was kind of getting us on our toes to see what's going on. Not shortly after that is when we got attacked. They started off with mortars inside the compound. Everything just started after that. We had rockets fired at us, AK-47 fire, and just from every direction at that time. The whole fighting there lasted for an hour and a half. What's weird is right towards the end, how it all ended was you hear the mosques and the prayers. Prayers started up, and then everybody just started coming out. Coming out of their houses.
Sergeant D is a former amateur boxer and Marine drill instructor. He's tough and disciplined and expects the same of his men. He says that years of training are supposed to make you respond instinctively to a combat situation. But he said nobody knows deep down how they will react until the bullets start flying.
You automatically are going to do what you've been doing every day. You know, it's muscle memory. How you handle your weapon, how you look through your sights, how you're aiming at certain things. Nothing can compare to real life combat. Who you are is going to really come out at that time. That's what makes the difference between living and dying, ultimately, is how good you push yourself, how in control and how calm you are.
Sergeant D and his platoon stayed calm during combat inside Fallujah. As he barked out orders, Corporal Travis Box manned a machine gun mounted on top of a Humvee. One afternoon, a report came over the radio that 4 Marines had been killed by a roadside bomb. Box knew them. 2 were good friends. He said the incident made the war personal.
When that happened, they called in the grid. I knew exactly then where the attack was. I knew it was an IED that went off that killed them. And I remember standing up in the turret and looking back in that direction and actually being able to see the mushroom cloud from where we were at. And the only thought in my mind was that my mission in Fallujah from that point was real. It wasn't so much that, hey, this is what they're telling us to do. It was more of this place really needs cleaned up from this point on.
All told, 10 Marines from the battalion were killed while deployed in Fallujah. Another 128 were injured. Box has been home for a few days and said the intensity and danger is taking a while to wear off.
You're used to trying to look everybody in the face over in Iraq to read their expressions to try to figure out what they're thinking or what they're trying to do. You want to try to look at all the rooftops, all the windows, all the alleyways. And I guess for the first 2 days, that was something that I constantly do until I realized that there was no one out here that was going to fire an RPG at me or, you know, an AK.
Box is a former construction worker from Nacogdoches, Texas. The lanky 29-year-old said he sometimes relived the stress of Iraq when he went to sleep.
I was having bad dreams. One of them is my home back in Texas. I had a dream that it was being mortared, and there was nothing I could do about it.
Box said these dreams began to fade this week when a girl from his hometown joined him for a vacation. He said some Marines suffered less visible injuries from combat.
We had this one Marine that was with us that it just got to him. It was too much for him that he couldn't get his mind in any other frame. It was constantly set on that kind of situation. He would jump at any noise. he was infected by it. It had crawled too deep into his mind, and nobody harassed him at all about it. Nobody teased him or anything like that. The doc, our doc, he recognized it right off the bat without the Marine coming up to him, and he recognized the situation, and he got him help. And he's all right now.
For his part, Sergeant D says he handled the stress of battle well, but now he just needs some more time to settle in with his family.
How do you come back to life here?
Still, I guess, having a little bit of trouble. It's kind of weird. I know you're used to having to get up at certain times, having to do certain things. You're keeping busy. You're making sure that your security's going on. So I come here to I don't have anything. I'm trying to go back with my family and where they, their stresses aren't like that, and they're just living their life. They're just happy I'm back, and they just want to be with me. And I'm finding it a little bit hard. I'm still getting up real early, for nothing when I should be sleeping and lounging, waking up later, but I'm not. I'm getting bored a lot. I'm trying to find things to do.
During his downtime, Sergeant D remembers how he and his men were tested, both in battle and in later rebuilding efforts in Iraqi villages outside Fallujah.
I think about it every day. Think about what we did. Think about how everything turned out. What we've accomplished over there as Marines, as far as my platoon and everything. I'm real proud of it, and so it's kind of hard for me to actually not think about it.
After a month leave, the battalion returns to Pendleton for training in September. Marine officials say their unit could return to Iraq as soon as next summer. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.